This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk freely, live, here, on the radio. I don't know how many radio stations we're on exactly tonight, but we've got more than 190 affiliates here on Free Talk Live. And that's a lot of people that you could be talking to. You get off Facebook for just a minute. Stop chit-chatting with a dozen people trying to convince them of something. Come on, Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It is Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Libertarian Banker. Had him on the line here previously. Had a technical issue. See if we can get him back. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I always hate the technology stuff, so I'm not sure where I left off, but I'll start from the beginning.
Please
here.
Do that.
So, I was calling about a sort of an update, kind of a continuing story to another story I called about several weeks ago, and this is about blockchain technology. So the blockchain, for those who don't know, it's a ledger, a public ledger of all the transactions that happen with a specific asset, whatever it is.
Right. So blockchain is sort of the underlying technology to Bitcoin. Most people have heard of it at this point, and if not, you're going to need to figure this out because blockchain's here to stay.
Exactly. That's kind of why I was calling. There's a company recently. I read an article about a company that does loan default servicing, and what that is that if you don't pay your mortgage, there's a company that the bank hires a company to basically process the foreclosure on your home. There's a ton of timelines that have to be met. There's a ton of paperwork that has to be done, a ton of compliance that has to happen in that process. And what this company is doing is actually putting all of the transactions and all the communication with that defaulting borrower on a blockchain. So that if they ever have to go to court or provide evidence of communicating with them at a specific time and a specific way, they can, all of it is put
right there
on the blockchain.
Yeah, right. The blockchain is an immutable ledger, so therefore it is true whatever they put on it. And this was an issue the last go around with people having this huge rash of foreclosures, is that in many cases banks were, if not doing it incorrectly, which is probably true, were at the very least being accused of not doing it correctly. This will add evidence to whomever's claim, one way or the other, that it's been done correctly or incorrectly.
And unless whoever's running this thing winds up pulling an Ethereum and just undoing stuff.
At that point, you would see that it was done, though. I mean, you would know that occurred.
You would know that. Hopefully, you would know.
Yes, you would know. So
yeah, so you can see, like, there are settlement companies and title companies that help with real estate transactions that are really worried about this technology because, I mean, it pretty much can take their role and charge you nothing for it, or
right.
Pennies, or however much it costs.
That's what the blockchain can do. That's what this technology can do, is it can make many careers pointless. Now, that's bad if you are in that career and you don't want to look for a new career. It's good if you're in a modern society and you want to see more modernization, and people are going to have to, I mean, people will look for new jobs.
Because
the candlestick makers found things to do in a world with light bulbs. And
right. I was going to say, how many wagon makers wound up going out of jobs because Henry Ford, wound up revolutionizing
being
the way
automobiles
were done.
Right. It's a good thing for an economy to have that happen. I would also say, and what I thought you were going to say, Libertarian Banker, is that to the last mortgage crisis occurred, in many cases because they were selling these assets, these mortgage-backed securities, and they didn't know what was in these securities. They didn't know whether they were good, bad, or indifferent. And they would be bundled, rebundled, and bundled again. And blockchain technology would allow you to track individual houses, and thus these mortgage-backed securities, you would know what kind of asset is within this mortgage-backed security.
Yeah, well, one of the problems with those mortgage-backed security things, and one of the reasons that a lot of people were crying foul about their mortgages, is the mortgage was being sold from the company that somebody took the loan from to somebody else. It, wait a second, you just transferred the debt without my approval? How is that legal? Well, turns out Congress said you can do it.
Well, and Mark, that's an amazing point. I never even thought about that possibility that this could actually travel with the loan file throughout the process, and there's this ledger that nobody can deny what happened. That's absolutely incredible. Never even thought about that.
I am a super genius.
One other thing I wanted to mention was and this is kind of in line with the last thing I talked about, was the blockchain is really good at making money transfers, very efficient. And JP Morgan Chase has been sort of quietly rolling out a product that allows banks to transfer between each other, you know, internationally with little to no cost. And this actually, they have 75 banks that have signed up for this service. And none of them are in the United States. All of them are in the Americas and East Asia and that kind of thing. And it's probably because of regulation, that kind of thing. But that's amazing to have 75 international banks signed up for this service that JP Morgan Chase is offering.
So, I don't have the headline sitting here in front of me, but I saw today go by. I think it was on Cointelegraph. I'm not entirely sure. That the Russian head of banks or whatever was claiming that within the next 5 years, blockchain technology will be dominant in the banking industry. And this is the, you know, head of banks in Russia. I suspect he might know what's going on over there. If it catches on in other places, the United States won't have any choice but to catch up. And this is the thing, is that if you believe that for whatever reason the Chinese government or the United States government or some government somewhere doesn't want to get on board with blockchain or cryptocurrency technology, that's all well and good. They probably don't. But they also don't want to be left behind. And this is how technology adoption tends to work, not because they want the technology, but because they feel they have to adopt the technology.
Exactly. And I mean, it's a game changer. I mean, banks for so long have been squeezed on the interest rate margin because rates have been so low that the only way to really squeeze more profit out of their company is to lower costs. And what a great way to do it, a very efficient way to do it with blockchain. I mean, you don't have to hire an entire backroom staff of people to comply or to send this from here to there to verify this, verify that, when you could have a series of computers do it. So it's going to revolutionize money transferring and make it even cheaper.
Yep. And people will point out that there's an energy offset to this this efficiency when it comes to having fewer employees. But you have to look at also what's the cost of banking in the world. Like all those buildings, all those lights that are on in the buildings, all the computers, all the people driving to and from work to do, and the people driving to and from the bank to do business, and the energy consumption that goes into money transfer in the real world, if cryptocurrency can offset that in some way, it'll still offset it at a fraction of the energy output of what we have today in banking, is my estimation.
Who can argue with having money transfer instantaneously? I mean, how annoying is it to have to, if you have two bank accounts, different banks, have to transfer money and wait a couple days?
It takes a week for me to transfer money to my health savings account from my regular bank account. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. So, I mean, this technology could solve it and make it cheaper. So it's quicker and cheaper. I mean, it's hard to argue.
Also, it's worth pointing out that the cryptocurrency and blockchain technology has driven forward computing technology at a faster rate than it would have up to this point. So that's worth something. I don't know how much, but it's worth something. So there you go.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Libertarian Baker.
Thank you, guys.
855 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use Discord line like Libertarian Banker did at discord.freetalklive.com. You heard that audio quality? It's great. It's discord.freetalklive.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about what's on your mind here on this live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like I have. Blink's motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up very quickly. Their batteries last up to 2 years, and Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at your home anytime from anywhere. Well, anywhere that you have a signal from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa.
Alexa, check my cameras.
Just that fast. Get your camera system starting at less than $100. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. These are great. I've got them in my home. I couldn't be happier with them. blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to, oh my, Turd Ferguson calling in on the Discord lines. Mr. Ferguson, what's on your mind?
Yes, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
Oh, fantastic to hear. Well, I was on the Discord chat. Well, let me start out with this before I get into my regular thing. So in the Discord chat, it was actually Baraka66 that just posted a video of a young lady whose Twitch handle, I guess, is Amaranth, and she is half naked. Playing Pokemon Go, it looks like.
That is always compelling content.
Well, it has almost 3,000 current viewers, and you guys on Twitch have 10 viewers.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
I'm not taking off my
shirt.
We're also
woman.
On a bunch
busty
of radio
woman.
Stations, and this Amaranth's
right.
Not on any radio stations.
We don't attempt to dominate Twitch. It's just an opportunity for
right.
people
Twitch
who want
is not our primary outlet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could have that many viewers. I was just thinking. I mean, Heather Mullins hasn't been on the show in a couple of months, but the Twitch viewers seem to have gone down a little bit since she left the show. Maybe if you got her on the show again, half naked on the Twitch feed, we could increase the viewership and libertarianism would win countrywide.
I'm for this, Turd. Go ahead and set this up, and Free Talk Live will attempt to expedite it in whatever way you want. Get a hold of Heather. I'm sure she pops into the Discord chat now and then. Set it all up. Appreciate the call.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
Here's
best way
a
to handle
idea.
This is always, that's a great idea, you do it.
Right. What Turd could do, because we don't claim copyright over the content here,
yeah.
He could get as many half-naked chicks as he wants, flash them up on camera, and just stream our show, and if he wants to get 500 million viewers doing it, I don't think he will, but go ahead.
I think it's the reality is that you will get a lot of viewers if this is just a woman in her drawers playing a video game, right? Like I'm going to be later doing something similar, although it's not going to be nearly as interesting because I am not female and attractive and in my 20s. So there you go. 855-450-3733. Let's go to David, calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's all Bukake, New Mexico.
I got you.
And speaking of that, you should broadcast on Chatterbait. That way you could get tipped and you could you could have sex on camera while you're doing the show. Or you could get a couple hot chicks to have sex on camera. And they could
I guess I'm happy I don't know. I've never heard of this platform.
Chatterbait. It's cool.
Okay, never heard of it. And also, it's not what we do. We are a broadcast radio show that's on actual broadcast radio stations.
Yeah, well, you could simultaneously, it's called simulcast. You could simulcast on Chatterbait, and you could make all kinds of tip money. You could get some hot chicks and stuff, and they can have sex on camera and stuff. Anyway, not what I call
it. How about you just rebroadcast our show?
Nah, I'm too busy. I got to wash my hair and stuff.
Please, what did you call that about, David?
First of all, before I get started, just let me say, it's unfair communication. I'll even call it abusive communication. I know why you do it on your radio show, because it tucks in all the corners all neat and stuff. But when the person who bothers to take their time to call in and speak with you doesn't know at what point their conversation is going to end, they don't know, you know, they don't know what they're going to get in and what they're not and stuff like that. And that's really irritating. And it would be nice if the radio format around the world would change and stop doing that, that abusive communication style. But, I was just surfing the channels. After I intentionally stopped listening to you guys about 3 weeks or so ago, I just now, like a half hour, hour ago, was flipping the channels trying to find some nice music for my Sunday evening. And one of the channels I flipped to, one of the radio stations on TuneIn, Free Talk Live is on it. And so I leave it on for, a few minutes. Coincidentally, I hear a reference to me when you were talking about the equal rights and family court and stuff like that. And so equal rights, I think it's about time that women get equal rights because I'm sick of them having more rights than men. So, and I know you went into that, Mark, thank you, I appreciate that, that men have far, far fewer rights than women in many different areas of life, especially in the courts when it's over family stuff.
Other areas is it besides family law? Because, I mean, family law seems like a glaring example.
Yeah. Well, here's another good example. I mean, you guys are fans of legalized prostitution. One of the biggest things in your life, you know, if you go to even back to, like, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is sex. And men's sex lives is totally controlled by women. And I think it's by design. I think it's an abusive behavior that half the
isn't
population
that kinda
is
like
women.
The,
women.
The institutional what? Sexism claim, though? I mean, you know, I mean, the law, we're just talking about the law here. I mean, if the law recognizes, the law should recognize people equally and not pay attention to their gender based on whatever the claims might be. The fact that you and I and probably most guys feel that it's, that women can acquire sex more easily than we can, I'm not sure that that's going to fall into...
Let me stop you for a second. Let me quote my ex, and I'll just use her first name, Nicole, along with her stripper names, Allison, Priscilla, and Michelle. She picking up men on the topic of picking up men.
Uh-huh.
Quote: "It's like picking up milk. It's like going to the store for milk. You can get it any time that you want to."
Yes.
And then there's a difference between male sex drives and female sex drives and the way that they cycle. And so there, uh-huh. You can't rape them, and you can't. So, and men are ready
seems
all
like a good
of
idea.
The time. Women are ready at less than all of the time, and it's
okay.
Designed that way on purpose. But women have no right to tell me and another woman who wants to take my money to have sex. You have no right to tell us we can't, except that you want to control the supply of sex. And that's not what I called about. You asked for another example, and so I gave it to you, a very important example. And I know that you're already fans of legal, or most of your conversations on the subject indicate that you're fans of legalized prostitution, that the government has no business in it. And I agree.
It's true.
Now,
David, thank you for the call. Please call in tomorrow with the rest. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we've ever had. We would have been in war with North Korea if, let's say, that administration continued forward.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade.
I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk live Sunday edition. You can tune into the cams at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see our version of a cam show. There you go.
It's currently Jazzy that's on the cam.
Oh, well. Jackie didn't
She's
wander
completely naked.
In a sports bra.
She is not completely naked.
Jazzy is completely Jazzy. Naked.
Yes. No, she's got a coat of fur.
That's. I have a coat of fur on, too. If I took off my clothing and only had my coat of fur, people would call me naked.
You don't have a coat of fur, sir.
Well, I have hair on my body, like a mammal.
Don't make him prove it.
Yes, please don't prove it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's just avoid all of this and
yes,
go to the phones.
Let's do that.
Greg in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, hey. I was reading an article today about Mexico and how in Mexico there's like 200,000 people disappeared and 37,000 people killed in this sort of gang situation.
Cartel wards, yeah.
People are being kidnapped and then their parents search for them and they're not sure if they're dead or alive or what. And
right.
So sometimes they prefer to find them dead than to be uncertain. And it's really pretty terrible. And what I want to ask is sort of how do you see the, without a government, How do you see things? What do you think are the dynamics that lead to that? Because I think it's not so simple as you don't have a government and all of a sudden, you know, no one's attacking anyone. I think these gangs fund themselves with drug money. And I'm curious as to what dynamics lead to the gangs, whether they're MS-13 or Sinaloa or these guys, to sort of perpetrate all these things. Like, why are they doing it? And is it always to shut people up, or is it for other reasons? And how do you stop it as a as an anarchist society?
Okay, well, first off, I am no anarchist, and I will never use that term because I believe that historically it is destroyed. It doesn't. It's inaccurate. It means no ruler, and you know, a person cannot be without a ruler. They must self-rule. So that would be an autarchist if you were going to use that term. I am a libertarian. What I believe is two things. First off, when an organization claims a monopoly on rule over the larger the area, the more corrupt the monopoly will be.
Right.
And two, that when allowed, that innovation flourishes with human freedom. So those are the two things I believe. How would, you're asking me to decide how would a government track the deaths of young people? I really don't know. I mean, I can't address that, and it doesn't fit into my understanding of the paradigm of liberty.
This is a variant of one of the myriad of questions that libertarians often get of, in this society where humans have a lot more freedom and things aren't centrally planned, tell me exactly how everything would work.
And it's a fair question. People want to know the answer to things. All I'm saying here is that the reality that we need to be very, very clear of what citizenship is these days. And it's a modern form of serfdom, as opposed to, you know, me being put on the defensive of, you know, how would a liberty society handle this? I have no clue how they would handle it.
I just want to say I'm not asking how a government would track missing people.
Yeah.
I'm basically saying here's a society where, to some extent, even the smaller governments or groups like police is involved with turning people over to the Sinaloa cartel. Similarly,
yep.
How in the Syrian civil war, the so-called moderates were, you know, defecting to the Al-Qaeda groups and everything like that. So my question is,
so,
like, when you have no monopoly on force,
Then the cartels can't buy the monopoly on force off. They can't bribe the monopoly on force to expedite their nefarious deeds.
The cartels also would not really exist because the thing that they are currently making all of their money on,
drugs,
i.e. drugs, would not be illegal, so there wouldn't be that profit motive.
Right, so you'd have to find something that, you know, gangs make their money off of things that are illegal. And I'm not saying that in a libertarian world that there aren't going to be things that are illegal.
Al Capone was a gangster only because alcohol was prohibited during the 1920s.
Okay, but the cartels are making less money off of drugs, and now they're starting to turn toward things such as kidnapping for ransom. So it's not
right.
Like you could just legalize anything that they might want to get their hands into.
Now, kidnapping for ransom is something similar to bail. So what they're doing is they're competing with local governments for government positions.
That's a strange way of putting it, because they murdered the people that they kidnapped.
Well, and sometimes they do. There's no doubt. And governments are responsible for killing. Their organizations claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. All cartels are doing is disputing that monopoly.
Yeah, okay. But
I'm not saying they're good.
The police, yes, it's fair enough. Sometimes the police do kill people in their custody. This has occurred. We have that documented. Cartels are doing it a lot more, and they're torturing people a lot more.
Sure,
it's a matter
right.
of scale here.
Okay, so to get the power that they got, governments had to kill a lot more. Once they have the power, people understand that they'll already kill.
So you're saying the cartel will reform and become a more benign
That's generally what happens to gangs once they cement their power, is they they're killing in order to cement their power. Once their power is cemented, they do less killing. I'm not advocating for gangs. I'm drawing a parallel between gangs and government. A government is simply the most successful gang in a given geographic area, and what you're finding in Mexico is in many cases that success is being disputed. And
but isn't that exactly then proving the point that it's much better to have one undisputed government that's all already benign.
Well, how do you get an undisputed government in Mexico?
Well, I'm saying that if you had a strong government that wouldn't be able to be intimidated or bought by these cartels, then
they don't have drug cartels in North Korea,
like
Mark.
Somalia.
That's right.
In Somalia, you also had a sort of a vacuum, or in Libya, where multiple groups are killing each other.
We use the term Somalia to suggest that that geographic area was supposed to have one government, but instead it has several, and that, look, I
going back to your original issue of how do libertarians sort of deal with this issue of, well, don't we need the government to take care of things such as this? And I think that there's a fair number, all libertarians think the same thing, and there's some more moderates, such as myself, who say, you know what, actually we do need the police to deal with things such as this, but also recognizing that it can get to the point where it is in places like Mexico, where the police and the cartel are now in cahoots, that's why we have the Second Amendment, because of that contingency.
Mexico doesn't have that,
nope,
and they can't dispute. Like the average person doesn't have an AK-47,
mm-hmm.
And they know that might provide them a certain level of security against a cartel. I'm not saying it would. I don't know. I don't want to be in those circumstances, mm-hmm. But I like to
it's
use
really
it
an
as
unfortunate
an,
situation. Yeah,
it's pretty
it
bad.
I mean, is. I like to use this as an example, Greg.
I was going to say ISIS makes money from oil, which is legal, or it's not illegal to have oil. And so you can always find ways to fund yourself. You can fund yourself many different ways.
But at that point, it's a business. I mean, well, okay, never mind.
Right. I mean, ISIS is funding its illegal activities with what should be illegal activity, but except that there's these boycotts in place, and then it's an illegal activity again. I like to think of a libertarian society. There are functional libertarian societies now, right now, right, occurring today. They are called cruise ships. Okay? It's a private place where people choose to go to live, albeit for a brief period of time, usually. And they function within a city. It's self-contained. There's very few laws as far as maritime laws go.
And they have security.
They have their own security provided. That's a libertarian society. People running around with 50 cows mounted on the back of old Toyotas, not a libertarian society. Eight-year-old coal miners, again, not a libertarian society. Thanks for the call, though, Greg.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra.
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgings and Post Show. This is Mark Edge, and I am coming to you live with Sasha Daygame. Sasha, we interviewed you at the last Anarchapulco. Is that right?
That's right. I remember that. It was fun.
Yeah. And this year you've got a much bigger role at Anarchapulco. Apparently you're going to host a thing called the Infinite Man Workshop.
The Infinite Man Summit, that's right.
Okay. I want to hear a bit about that, but first I'd just like to go through your resume here, as it were. You started out as a stand-up comic?
That's right, for many years.
Yeah, where was that? Did you tour? I mean, mostly in what particular area?
I started out in Toronto, a little bit in L.A. when I was really early on, and then I was whole career basically in London and all around the UK, a little bit in Sweden, Holland, but yeah, mainly I was in the UK.
And then you apparently went on from being a stand-up comic to a dating coach. What is that?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I had a really tough childhood growing up. It was really brutal. I was the only kid that I knew that was actively trying to get kidnapped, you know, hanging out up front. People would walk by. I'd be like, sir, do you want a kid? Please. Take me with you. True story. So it was really tough for me. So my way of sort of getting love, you know, because I didn't get it at home, was cracking jokes. And so that filled the void for a while. But I really, you know, I was horrible with women, frankly. I just had no self-love, didn't know who I was, could not get a girlfriend, even though I desperately wanted one, which is a normal thing for, you know, young men. And, yeah, I decided to, you know, I just got exposed to this whole pickup community. But back then it was very, very fake. It was like, you know, you got to go to the club and dress cool and get girls drunk and, like, act, you know, tell these cool stories of how great you are, all the stupid And I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to go on the street, and I'm going to come up to girls and tell them they're cute and ask them for the phone number. And I started doing that, and it just kind of blew up, you know, and just people, this whole movement called Day Game started, and now it's a whole thing.
Yeah, so you were doing sort of the pickup artist thing. How successful is it just walking up asking women for their telephone number? How does that go?
It really depends on who you are, your level of skill, but ultimately what I realized, how comfortable you are with yourself.
Right.
You know, because women, they're very, very good at picking up what's going on. So if you're kind of insecure and scared and you know, you're not really comfortable in your own skin, even though you might have the courage to walk up and say hi, they'll still be like, okay, this guy's really forcing it. He's a bit weird, you know, whatever. So it might not work. But if you really work on yourself and you're pretty real about it and you're just like, hey, look, you know what? You're gorgeous. I'd love to go on a date with you. I just thought I'd come over and have a chat, see if we connect. And your energy is good, and she's not getting creepy vibes. Yeah, women will chat to you. They'll give you their number. You know, at one point I was dating four women at once, and I met three out of the four doing exactly that in one a different way. So it definitely can work.
Huh. I have done it one time in my life, and I was, I think, in high school when I did it and had some level of success. But, you know, not my system. Then again, I'm married, so I don't need a system. I'm doing all right. What? How does that figure in any way to the Infinite Man Summit idea? Or, I mean, you know, it sounds like you want to work on yourself before presenting it to the greater audience, as it were.
Exactly right. So back in those days, again, when you're a young man and, you know, you got a high sex drive, the priorities, you know, you want to meet girls. You know, it doesn't really get more priority than that, you know, when you're like 18, you know. You know how it is. We've all been there, you know. But of course, what I learned after all these years and eventually moving into, you know, personal development is that everything comes down to your relationship with yourself. You know, who are you? Knowing who you are, knowing why you're here, knowing your purpose in life, and really, really loving and appreciating yourself and really getting past a lot of this trauma that we're exposed to in this society, right? I mean, you know, you've seen it, you know, and anybody in the anarchist volunteers freedom movement knows the news, the media, all of it, all of the propaganda, you know, the women have to be perfect and men have to earn this much money and drive this car and be masculine, all this kind of stuff. So we're getting so much, it's so difficult to compete on the level we're supposed to compete at. Everybody's, you know, we're all looking at everyone as the competitor. You know, we're all cutting each other's throats trying to get ahead in life because that's the system that we're in, you know. And so you take all of that trauma, all that pressure. You know, you got to earn $250,000 a year. This guy's earning $500,000. Oh, this guy's making up for me. This guy's worth $20 million. You know, so we got all that. And then, of course, we get all that trauma from our parents. Unless your parents are enlightened masters, guess what? You're picking up all their patterns, all their insecurities, all the stuff from them. So most people, surprise, surprise, they got issues, you know? And so as a man, especially in this world, you know, you really got to work on yourself to get to a place of healing. You got to heal your trauma. You got to figure out who you are and what you're doing here. And eventually you get to a point where you really feel good about your life and where you're at in the four core areas, hopefully, which is what we focus on at the summit. You know, your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your purpose / you know, spiritual connection, if you will. And when you get it down, you're pretty decent. Yeah, it's, you know, you can get a girl. Absolutely. You can get a girlfriend, you get a wife, you can get multiple girlfriends, you can whatever you want. But it really comes down to who are you? How do you feel about yourself? Are you doing okay? You know, are you okay? You need to be in a place where you're pretty solid if you really want to attract an amazing partner.
Yeah, I used to look at it. I had this policy where I was going to do something every day to work on my mind, my body, my spirit, and my finances. And I figured, you know, let's forward motion. Forward motion's a good thing. What I have found in watching other people, because I didn't have a lot of problems with this particular aspect all along, I realized that there are about as many men as there are women on the planet, and that means that in my age group there are about as many women as there are men, and that means that you know, they'd like a guy with a job, but they don't need a guy with a particularly large paycheck. It just never was an issue for me. But when I've talked to friends who seem to have that hang up, it seems like there's no paycheck that will ever make them whole. You know, like, they're never going to get to that point. If you're looking at a paycheck to make you worthy of dating, then you're never going to get the paycheck large enough to make you worthy of dating, is how I see it.
Brother, you said it exactly right, but it goes so much deeper than that. And this is what I've been discovering on my, you know, spiritual path, which I've been on now quite heavily for a couple of years, you know, you're never going to find deep, lasting happiness in anything other than your connection with yourself, whether it be drugs or alcohol or, you know, finally when I get a beautiful girlfriend, then I'll be happy. Or when I get that job or that, you know, million-dollar paycheck or whatever, I'll be happy. Nothing will make you happy other than living the most authentic version of yourself. Really, when you recognize this is who I am, this is what makes me happy, this is why I, you know, it's really about finding your purpose. It really is a real thing. It's not just something I throw around. I genuinely believe every single human being has a reason that they're here. You know, we have a divine purpose that we're doing on the planet. It's a big thing coming down here and incarnating as a human. It's tough work being a person, you know, and if you really align yourself with who you are and what you're doing here, the joy of life is in being who you are fully, authentically in every single moment, expressing, you know, the highest version of yourself possible. That's where the joy is. And when you're really comfortable in your own skin, just being who you are, it doesn't matter how much money you make or the clothes you wear or who, none of those things matter because you're just happy existing. And that, for me, that's the point of the Infinite Man Summit, getting your health, your wealth, your spirituality, your relationships all aligned so you really can just be a happy, wonderful, loving person every single day.
Yeah, to me, when it came to relationships, which I think are, you know, probably what people think about the most, it seems like for men, they go to work in order to make the money so that they can have the relationship. You know, like all these things are, it all seems focused around the relationship. When you stop, I know it's an old cliche, right? You stop looking, and then it comes to you. But I think really for me, what it meant was I stopped trying to be something that somebody might look for and instead was just who I wanted to be. And then, I attracted the kind of person that I was looking for as opposed to, if you're putting out strange bait, you're going to get strange, catches as opposed to putting out, you know, what's right for you. Then yeah, you're going to get the right person in.
Brother, once again, you nailed it right on the head, man. That's what's so frustrating for me when I see these guys. They're trying to be something that they're not. They're trying to be more alpha, or act like they're more successful, or act like they have more money.
Yeah, what the hell is alpha?
Whatever. But what are you going to attract if you're acting, I'm a supermaster man and I'm so rich? Okay, you're going to get a gold digger who wants you for your money.
Right.
And even if you sleep with her once or twice, how long before, you know, she realizes you're full of crap and she goes on to the guy who really has more money than you? I mean, it's horrible. But when you're just being you and you're comfortable in your own skin, you're going to find a woman who likes you for you. And that's where the magic is, right there.
And you know? The relationship that a woman can provide is so much more important than however she looks physically. There's this great meme I've seen on the internet a few times since I've been on there, which is, this beautiful woman in some position or another. And it says, no matter how good she looks to you right now, there's somebody who's sick and tired of putting up with her crap. If you want to hear the rest of the Sasha Daygame interview, just go to archives.freetalklive.com. You can search by month and year there. Just go to November 2018. And you could do Control F and search for Sasha. S-A-S-H-A. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 637.